The information and evidence that has been obtained so far points that Jamal Khashoggi was the victim of a very cruel murder. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today that the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was a premeditated act and that all those responsible, including whoever ordered the operation, should be punished. In an address to his country's parliament, Erdogan gave details about what happened starting the day before Khashoggi visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He said multiple teams flew there to meet Khashoggi and remove the hard drive from the site's surveillance system. Turkey's president says Saudi officials started planning to murder the U.S.-based writer days before his death, which contradicted Saudi accounts that Khashoggi died accidentally in a fistfight. In Russia today for talks on the INF treaty, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton talked about the president's concern over the alleged murder.
He has heard both the king and the crown prince deny that they had any involvement in this tragedy. Secretary of State Pompeo has just come back from Saudi Arabia, where he met with both of them, and is in really continuing discussions. We need to get to the bottom of this, and we need to have a truthful explanation.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's investment conference opened as planned on Tuesday, exactly 3 weeks after the slaying. Numerous high-profile business leaders and government officials are boycotting the kingdom's future investment initiative in Riyadh in response to the Khashoggi death. Saudi Arabia's energy minister Khalid Al-Falih greeted the conference.
And, of course, the king has made it clear that there will be investigation, justice, and retribution to those responsible.
This is VOA News. A coalition of the United States and six Persian Gulf countries, including Saudi Arabia, announced sanctions Tuesday on nine individuals belonging to or supporting the Taliban. The Terrorist Financing Targeting Center said they included two members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard on the list to highlight the country's regionally destabilizing behavior, furthering the U.S. maximum pressure campaign against Iran. The list also featured prominent Taliban actors, several of whom helped coordinate shipments of weapons from Iran to the terror organization. Individuals sanctioned by the U.S. government typically have any bank accounts or assets in the U.S. frozen and are hit with travel restrictions. The Treasury Department, representing the U.S. in the coalition, did not specifically say what form the sanctions would take. President Trump reaffirmed Monday his intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty, accusing Russia of violating its terms.
Russia has not adhered to the agreement. This should have been done years ago. Until people come to their senses, we have more money than anybody else by far, we'll build it up. Until they come to their senses. When they do, then we'll all be smart and we'll all stop.
A Kremlin spokesman warned such a move could make the world more dangerous. U.S. officials believe Moscow is developing and has deployed a ground launch system in breach of the treaty designed to reduce the nuclear threat of short and intermediate range missiles in Europe. The European Union called the treaty a pillar of European security architecture. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May sought to persuade a skeptical members of the British Parliament to back her plan for leaving the European Union by next March.
Serving our national interest will demand that we hold our nerve through these last stages of the negotiations, the hardest part of all. It will mean not giving in to those who want to stop Brexit with a politician's vote.
Now, Ms. May is seeking a final arrangement with Brussels on post-Brexit relations with the EU. One obstacle is the future border separating Northern Ireland, part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, which will remain in the EU. Divisions over her plan within the ruling Conservative Party over the terms with the EU are seen as a threat to her leadership. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tuesday morning that Hurricane Willa had maximum sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour and that the storm would weaken a little bit before making landfall. Hurricane Willa is now a Category 5 storm in the Pacific heading toward the western coast of Mexico. And the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Syria said it struck a mosque in the east Monday, being used by the insurgent group as a command center. The statement said several buildings were destroyed and several IS militants killed in the village of Susa. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1, the voice of America. VOA.